Father, I thank you, Lord, for your children that are here gathered today. We give you praise and we give you glory. We thank you because the entrance of your word brings light. And so let it be in this room today. Let the word of God shine into our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I want to minister on this subject today. Let thy word be verified, even as declared. So we're going to back that up with prayers. That's right. That's what we're going to do. Every so often, we need to pray some more in this room. And why is it? Because the Lord said, you know, men ought always to pray and not to faint. So we're going to pray some more here this morning. But first, you know, let us read one or two verses of scripture, which will be a prayer text this morning. It's a lot of things the Lord has spoken to us, and we must contend, you know, for those things in prayer. And we're going to do just that this morning. There were certain promises that were given to David and to his son Solomon, you know, and powerful promises, actually, that God chose David and gave him a promise to establish his throne forever and his seed after him. And when the Lord gave Solomon the grace, alongside with the preparation that his father David had made to build the house of the Lord, you know, he raised up this incredible prayer, which I want to read some of it for us today. Praise the Lord. In the book of 1 Kings, you know, chapter 8, I read from verse 22, and Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who has kept with my father David what you promised him, that you spoke also with thy mouth, and has fulfilled it with thy hand as it is this day. Glory to God. Now therefore, Lord God of Israel, keep with my servant David, with my father David, that which thou promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that the children take heed to their ways, that they walk before me, even as thou hast walked before me. And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou speakest unto thy servant David, my father. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? Well, let's break down that prayer segment. That's a whole lot more prayers that he prayed, but that's the part that I want to dwell on a bit this morning. Solomon come out in the presence of everybody, spread his hands toward heaven, and prayed this amazing prayer, Lord God of Israel. See, that's a good way to, you know, approach the Lord. And, you know, you lay claim to his lordship, his rulership. There is no God like thee. Or you tell him like that. In heaven above or the earth beneath. Keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart. Now, he's going to acknowledge what God said to his father David and how God has kept it. You know, who has kept with thy servant David my father that which you promised him. Thou speakest also with thy mouth, and you have fulfilled it with your hand as it is this day. You know, he's telling the Lord that the Lord has done it, and now he's going to tell the Lord to do it. So that's the prayer that we are going to pray today. We're going to say, Lord, you have done it. You have kept that which you have spoken with your mouth to us. And then you just tell the Lord the things he has spoken to you. Either directly, one-on-one, or through this room that God has declared to us. You tell him and acknowledge that he has spoken it and he has done it. And then tell him to do it. That means let thy word be verified. Let it be made plain. We see the handiwork of the Lord. You know, and that's going to be our prayer today. The word of God, which he has spoken. Well, first of all, we got to convince ourselves and relate to the Lord that we know that he has done it. Has he done it? Well, absolutely. You know, so that's the first part of our prayer today, is to acknowledge that the Lord has done it already. Even according to the words of Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 23. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord had done it. That's right. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord had redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Well, read that again and substitute your name, substitute your family's name in there. You know, the Lord is God of the whole earth. He's not God of Israel alone. And this Jacob and Israel folks, they like to claim the Lord, and that's a good thing. Well, what about you? Do you like to claim the Lord? I mean, Paul, he made everything personal. He would say, according to my gospel. He made it personal. Well, David, he made it personal. My God, my fortress, my hiding place, my rock, my shield, my deliverer, my salvation, my song even. You know, he made it personal. Well, let's make it personal. This one is not just for Jacob, neither is it only for Israel. You know, when we pray in a few minutes, you will use this verse. You substitute your name. Hallelujah. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed. You put your name there. That's right. Glorify himself in my life. Put your name there. Praise the Lord. And then we tell the Lord that which he has spoken with his mouth, which he has done with his hand as it is this day, let it indeed be verified. Hallelujah. Let me see the fruit of it. Praise God. I have believed it. You know, therefore I have spoken. Well, have you believed it? And are you able to speak because you believe it? Well, absolutely. And then the Lord said, well, that which you speak in my ears, that will I also do unto you. Numbers 14 and 28. Now, it is written of me in the volume of the book, according to Psalms 40 verse 7, and also Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7. These things, these promises that we have found in the word of God, We've been doing exercises lately of, you know, reminding ourselves to find the promise in the Word of God. Well, these things are written of you in the volume of the book, and also that which the Lord has spoken. Well, we declare today to the Lord, you declare it to yourself and to the Lord as well. First, you thank him that he has done it, and then you tell him, let it be verified, which means, be it unto me according to thy word. The you have done it part is it's already settled in heaven. That's the you have done it part. Because, you know, the word of God is forever settled in heaven. I mean, there is no debate about it. Once he speaks it, it's forever settled. Well, we need to make sure that it is settled in our lives as well, not just in heaven. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, say, well, thy will be done in the earth, even as it is in heaven. You know, so according to Psalm 119 and verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So when we tell the Lord that he has done it, it's because it's already settled in heaven. Remember, as we have said before, that before God starts anything, he finishes it first. In other words, we said the Lord doesn't start anything until first he has finished the thing. It's already finished. When he starts it, it's already finished. Now, we need to enter into it by acknowledging what he has done already, by telling him that which he spoke with his mouth, he has fulfilled it with his hand. We're seeing it. And then, well, let it be verified. Let it be plainly verified, that all may see it and wonder and praise the name of the Lord. So that's going to be our lesson today, and that's going to be our prayer focus. You know, after the Lord has revealed so many amazing and wonderful promises to us, what are we going to do about it? Well, we got to come back in here and earnestly contend for the promises of God. Lest at any time we should let them slip out of our hands. We must not forget what God has said. We must remind him every day and acknowledge him for what he has already done, and say in our prayer that his word be verified. Verified today, tomorrow, let the word be verified again. Then the next day, say the same thing, that thy word be verified, which you have spoken concerning me, that the epic story in my life has begun for this year. Let the word be verified in my life, which God has spoken, which he has already done, that I am emerging. And let the Lord's word be verified in my life, which he has spoken and he has done, that I'm experiencing a quantum leap. And then you put all of the, remember your list that you made before the Lord, and begin to put it in front of him that he has done it. And let it be verified. That which he spoke with his mouth, let his hand perform it, even as it is this day. And let it be verified, that I may see it and enjoy the fruit thereof. Praise the Lord. You know, verified and cannot be moved or removed. And Jesus would say oftentimes, verily, verily, I say unto you, I want to put it out there like that. You can't change it. You know, the word of God is forever settled. And once it is settled in the heaven, well, let it be settled in your heart as well. You know, but what if, you know, there's always questions. Well, what if? Well, never mind the what if. Just do your part. Your part is to stay in prayer, telling God that he's already done it, acknowledging that he has done it, and asking him to verify it. That we will see it. Praise the Lord. Now, that's the way Solomon prayed the prayer. And we're going to just pray the same thing. You know, so many things that the Lord has promised from beginning of time, when he put Adam, you know, on the face of the earth, promised him many things, you know, gave him authority, gave him dominion, gave him power, promised and said, look, have dominion, gave it to him, put a blessing on him. Throughout the scriptures, we see many places that God has put a blessing on us. Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise and shine, for thy light is come. The glory of God is risen upon thee. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 14, those that have afflicted you and despised you, they shall come and bow themselves unto you. That's a powerful promise, you know. And you just say, claim it, and stand in prayer and receive it. The Lord has said that there shall no enchantment or divination prosper against you. Numbers chapter 23 and verse 23. None of these things, anything that's been planned, no weapon formed against you, shall prosper. Isaiah 54 and 17. It is formed, but it will not prosper. Hallelujah. Praise God. They can make decrees, but it will not prosper against you. Hallelujah. And even they can make, put out presidential orders or whatever it is that's going on. It will not prosper against you. If it is not for your good, God will change situations, change stories. Hallelujah. Thou shalt break forth on the right and on the left. You know, according to Isaiah 54, verses 2 and 3. So you must enlarge your coast. You believe God for these things. And you say, Lord, you've promised these things. And I'm entering into it. Praise the Lord. Psalm 115 and verse 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. Now, when you pray this prayer today, you say, Lord, I thank you because you have increased me and you are increasing me more and more, myself and my children, and that which you have spoken by your mouth and you have fulfilled by your hand as it is this day, let it be verified. Hallelujah. Let me see it plainly because you have already done it. It's established in the heavens. Praise God. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13, Paul said, you know, we have believed, therefore we have spoken. That's right. Do you believe? Well, therefore speak it in prayer this morning. And remember, according to Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2, thou art ensnared with the words of your mouth. You know, you are ensnared by it. You speak the word of the Lord, you'll be ensnared by it. Now, let's not speak any negative. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. But that which is useful, you know, to edifying. Well, let no negative, unbelieving thing come out of your mouth. Speak no evil and see no evil. But speak the goodness of the Lord and see it and enjoy the abundance of his goodness. According to Numbers 14 and 28, the Lord said, speak it. I'm waiting to hear it. And whatever you say in my ears, that will I do. So Lord, we thank you, will be your prayers that you have heard it and you have done it. Now, as you have done it, so let it be verified that I may see it plainly. In the name of Jesus. That's going to be our prayer this morning. And I want us to go into a session of prayers. Hallelujah. So I'm calling it prayer fire this morning. Glory to God. We want to put on the garment of prayer. Strap on your belt. Hallelujah. And engage. Praise God. The Lord said in Deuteronomy 2 and 24, we covered that yesterday or the other day, that you must go in and engage. Hallelujah. Contend with him in the battle. Glory to God. Contend with the any enemy that is in your way, that is trying to prevent you from entering into the promise. Contend with him. God has already assured you the victory, but you must contend. Praise the Lord. So again, you know, the prayer of this man, as he thanked the Lord for the promise that God gave, he heard it first from the mouth of his father, and he heard it from the Lord, and he's thanking the Lord and acknowledging that the Lord has done it. You know, the Lord said, I will establish thy throne forever, you know, and there will always be a seed from your generation. Sit before me. Hallelujah. And this young man, he stepped into that and claimed it and asked the Lord to verify it. And the Lord has done it. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to go into prayers now first over the room. Then I'm going to ask that you join in prayers. And remember all the words that our Lord has spoken to us. Jesus promised us that the Holy Spirit, when he comes, it will bring to your remembrance all the things that he has said. So now, you know, we've got to try to remember, and the Holy Spirit will help us, all the things, you know, that he has told us already, according to John chapter 14 and verse 26. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, you know, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Everything that the Lord has said, you know, all the good words that the Lord had declared over us in this room, on his platform. Well, let thy word be verified even as declared, O Lord. Father, we thank you. For many years, for 3 years, we have stood in this place and spoken the word of God. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. I declared the word of God. And I thank you, Lord, today because you have done it. Hallelujah. We see, O Lord, that you are the way maker. You are the promise keeper. And you are the light in the darkness. Hallelujah. And that word that you have spoken to us, it will make a way for us. It will part the Red Sea when needed. Hallelujah. It will break down cedars and gates and barriers and chains when needed. The word will go before us when needed. Where we are, it will be a lamp unto our feet, and it will go before us as a light. The word of God that you have spoken, Lord, we receive it. That which you have spoken with thy mouth to us several times in this platform, telling us that we will emerge, we thank you. Because you have done it. Now, let it be verified. Let us plainly begin to experience the epic story that you promised in the name of Jesus. Now, the Lord enable our hands, your hands, to be strong and not to be weak. Hallelujah. Now, may you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might to run through troops and to leap over walls. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the grace that is upon us today to believe your word. God is the one that grants people everything. God grants us faith to believe. God grants us, you know, everything. He grants even repentance to people. You know, sometimes when we don't believe the Lord and the Lord speaks to us and convinces us, the Lord will grant us, you know, that conviction in our hearts to believe him. You know, and everything that he has spoken, which we know he has already done, we pray that it'll be verified in our life, even as it is today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word is forever settled in heaven. Now let that word, which is already settled in heaven, let it be settled in our hearts. That is, it's written in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and 14. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Ha! Hallelujah. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. That which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been, because the Lord has finished it even before we saw it. And Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. Now rejoice, O my soul, in the Lord, for the Lord has done it. The Lord has clothed me with the garments of salvation. Hallelujah. Therefore will I rejoice in his name. He has anointed my head with the oil of gladness. Glory to God. And his word is being verified on a daily basis in my life. I thank God because he has spoken that I will increase. And I see the increase already. By faith, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord, as it is written in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me. He's already done it, not that he's going to do it. He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord said, even as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and a bride adorneth herself with her jewels, for as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth. That's right. The power to produce. God had already put it in those things. So the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth in our lives. Praise waited for thee, O Lord, as it is written in the book of Psalm 65 and verse 1. We thank you, Lord, for the praises of God that are in our mouth to make your name glorious and to make your name excellent for the things that you have done. Now, Lord, we remind you, even as you have reminded us through the Holy Spirit of the words that you have spoken to us, words of encouragement on this platform. We remind you. Also, because you said, put me in remembrance and declare it that thou mightest be justified according to the words of Isaiah 43 and 26. We are putting you, Lord, in remembrance. We are pleading together with you. You said we should declare it that we may be justified. We are justified because your word is forever settled in heaven. And because we are putting our faith in it today, Lord, we know it will be verified even in our lives. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory, even as your people will open their mouths and declare the same word that you already declared to them, declare it back to you. We thank you, Lord, because we know the angels that excel in strength, according to Psalm 103 and 20, are waiting to hear that word of declaration out of our mouth. And they will do it. They will hearken to those words, the voice of his word out of our mouth. Thank you, Father, for every promise that you have given. Thank you, Lord, for every request that your people have written, even as you commanded us to write it. Hallelujah. We wrote it down. And the Lord said to us, write as it willeth you against your enemies. We thank you, Lord, that we have written the victories that we have desired in our hearts. You said, what things soever you desire. Thank you, Jesus. When you pray, believe. We have desired We have believed, therefore we have spoken, and therefore we've written it down. And we thank you because it is so in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you the glory, Lord. Every need that is here represented in this room might be advancement, might be a quickening, might be healing, might be recovery, might be restoration, might be for the Lord to give increase in every area and so forth. You promise us the prophetic repairs that you will do. Give us rest even and give us successes and celebrations throughout this year. Every such need and request that are aligned with the word of God and with the word of promise, we contend for them by prayer. Even this day, we declare that it is so upon your children. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.